Well, the recently introduced comprehensive immigration reform legislation is truly big news for the ag sector.
It has brought agriculture and labor together to find a solution for American agriculture. And I think it really is a once-in-a-generation opportunity that we really just can't afford to let go by.
That's Mike Stewart, President and CEO of the Florida Fruit and Vegetable Association, who adds the importance of a solution to the long-battled labor issue.
If you talk to farmers on a regular basis, which I do, you'll know that this issue, having access to a stable workforce, is the kind of issue that keeps them up at night. Without workers to count on, they simply can't continue to provide Americans with nutritious, safe, and abundant food.
And Stewart notes the unveiled legislation
is a significant step that points us toward meeting agriculture's objective of ensuring access to this reliable, skilled workforce now, and most importantly, in the future. It includes programs that will ensure farmers can continue to grow and harvest their crops. The key to the proposal's strength lies in important and critical bipartisan support from lawmakers and backing from agricultural employers and farm worker groups alike.
Tom Stensel, President and CEO of the United Fresh Produce Association, adds that the legislation properly addresses one of agriculture's greatest challenges.
Our challenge has been harvesting and packing the crops. We today are facing labor shortages, the inability to find workers, and that's a problem that just was not going to go away. We know that many of our workers today are undocumented, but they are packing America's fresh fruits and vegetables and doing the hard work that many Americans will not do today.
And although the legislation has a long way to go before actually becoming law, Stensel says it is great progress.
Progress that is meaningful to the American people because we feed the American people.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.